I was mopping the floor. Always being the last one to leave isn't at all a good feeling. I've been working as a Hooters girl for the past 2 years now, and it's the worst job for any woman, but I still do it because it pays well. My eyes shifted to the counter. A man dressed in an expensive suit was passing out on it.
Sir? We're closed. I'm sorry, but you have to leave.
Hearing my voice, he raised his head. His eyes were intoxicated.
You want me to leave?
Just for tonight. You can come tomorrow again.
But I feel so lonely at home. My wife, she left me. That dirty witch was never faithful to me.
Oh, no. Where is she now?
Probably enjoying with her new lover in a bathtub. Witch.
I felt very bad for the man. He was good-looking and rich. Yet, after all that, he wasn't happy. All of a sudden, he grabbed my hand and looked into my eyes.
Will you have dinner with me? I'm tired of eating alone.
I'm really tired today. Why don't you come here tomorrow and I will give you my entire attention?
He took out $200 bills and asked,
What if I pay you? It's only dinner. I swear I'm not a creep. I live in a pretty decent neighborhood.
His sad voice melted my heart. Also, $200 just to have dinner that also comes free? Hell yeah. I agreed and we got into his shiny, luxurious Mercedes. He started driving and I rolled down the window.
So, you live alone, huh?
Yeah, so alone that I get scared of my breath sometimes.
We didn't talk and finally reached his villa. It was a big house. He parked the car and walked me in. I sat down on the comfy couch. The man asked me if I would like spaghetti, and I nodded yes. The dinner was fun, and I started liking him. I felt so heartbroken that a nice guy like him got cheated.
I had a nice time, sir. I should leave now.
Why don't you stay here?
What?
No, I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. I have the guest bedroom empty.
No, I can't stay here.
I'll pay you $1,000 just to sleep here. I'm scared to be alone in this house. Please?
$1,000 for a night? All that money could help me to make my life better. I couldn't say no. He took me to his wife's bedroom and gave me one of her sleeping suits to wear.
Whoa, she even left her clothes, huh?
Yeah, she doesn't need them anymore. I didn't say anything anymore. Just changed into the nightdress and went to sleep in the guest bedroom. It was really weird that the man paid me such a hefty amount just to crash at his place, but I didn't think much. Once I got into the room, I locked it from inside and fell asleep. Half an hour later, I heard a crying sound coming from the living room. It sounded like that man. I came out and saw that he was talking to someone standing out of his bedroom.
Just leave! I don't want you here anymore!
Realizing that his wife has come back, I fell into an awkward situation. I mean, nothing happened between us, but if his wife saw me, she will think something else. I changed back into my clothes and was about to leave when I heard a loud gunshot.
Holy shit!
I came out to the living room and found smoke coming out of the man's bedroom. My heartbeat got faster. I tiptoed to take a look. Was it what I was thinking? As I peeked in, I found the man lying on the floor. Smoke was coming out of his head. A gun was held in his right hand. I was in a house where the owner just shot himself. My legs started to shake. What will I do now? Should I call the cops? That's when I noticed the main door. It was locked, which means his wife is still here in the house. I called out to her, having no other option.
Ma'am? You here? I think your husband just... He deserved that!
Her voice came from the bathroom. She sounded so cruel. I wanted to give her a tight slap and then call the cops to explain how this unfaithful wife drove her husband to commit suicide, but once I stepped into the bathroom, things took a completely different turn. I could see a woman sitting in the bathtub. The lights were off, so I couldn't see her face. I screamed at her.
What kind of a person are you? Your husband just killed himself. And here, you're enjoying a bath? Why do you care? Did a single night make you fall in love with him? Shut up! What do you know about love? I'm calling the cops, and I'll tell them how you're the one responsible for his death. Go ahead.
I was stunned to see her reaction. It was like she had no fear, no regret, no shame. I dialed 911, and my hands automatically went to the light switch. I wanted to look into her eyes and tell her what kind of a pathetic human being she is. But once the lights hit the bathroom floor, my phone fell from my hand and shattered. In that bathtub lay a bloody body of a woman. Her neck was slit, and her eyes were looking directly at me. The water in the tub was all red with her blood. If she's dead, then who was I talking to all this time? Who did this man talk to a few moments back? I picked up my broken phone and ran the hell out of that house. It was now clear to me that this man killed his wife hours back and came to Hooters to drown himself in sorrow. But the fact that somehow he was seeing the spirit of his wife gave me goosebumps. Maybe that's why he asked to stay the night with him. He was not lying. He was scared to be alone in this house with the dead body of his wife. I remember it like it was just yesterday. My girlfriend and I just broke up and I needed something to take my mind off her. So, I decided to go to a Hooters bar. Oddly enough, there was one across the street from my apartment, so I went to check it out. Walking quickly to escape the rain, I mistakenly bumped into a huge man in a trench coat and a baseball cap at the bar's entrance. The man had the physique of a grizzly bear and the eyes of a man on death row. "I'm so sorry, bro, I didn't see you there." I apologized, but he didn't say a word. All I heard was an eerie hiss, and then I noticed his skin was pale and sickly, like a rotting corpse. His body sagged and his face looked like it was held together with staplers. I noticed his nose had fallen off due to our collision, leaving a red, fleshy hole on his face. The strange man bent down and picked up his nose, and then without a word, he walked into the alley. A little shaken, I entered the bar and sat at a table. A beautiful blonde waitress strutted over to me. This lady was quite the looker. She had curves in all the right places.
"The name's Molly. What can I get you, handsome?"
She got me a drink and we started talking, or flirting was more like it. I invited her to my apartment and she asked me to return when the bar closed at around 11 p.m. so we could go there together. Later that night, I returned but found no one at the bar. The door was open, so I let myself in. Suddenly, Molly burst through the kitchen door with blood smeared all over her clothes.
"Please, you gotta help me! Some maniac is after me! He chased me into the kitchen!"
Without thinking, I quickly ran into the kitchen while she followed from behind. Then, the kitchen door slammed and bolted behind me, and I knew something had gone horribly wrong.
"Hey, Molly, what's the big idea? Let me out of here!"
I pounded on the door, but it didn't budge. I could hear Molly's shrill laughter echo from the other side. When it died down, I heard a throaty hissing noise, like an animal suffocating. Gripped with fear, I turned to see the guy I had bumped into earlier. He had a bloody meat cleaver and a kitchen knife in his hand. The nose that fell off was hanging by a thread.
"Hey, look, buddy, I don't want any trouble. Just put the knife down and let's talk."
Before I could finish, he charged towards me while swinging the meat cleaver. It slashed my wrist and then another cut my shoulder. A clattering noise ran through the kitchen as I broke through some pots and pans, narrowly missing the deep fryer. He rushed again, grabbed me by the neck, and then pinned my back to the stove. The kitchen knife went straight for my eye. It took all the strength I had to hold back his arms. My body writhed as the blade descended closer to my eye. I knew I had to do something quick or I was good as dead. The deep fryer was inches away from me. It sizzled as I caught hold of the container and dunked the hot oil all over the man's head. He shrieked as his face melted into a gooey mess of flesh and bones, but I wasn't done yet. Still on an adrenaline high, I snagged a coffee maker off the counter, tackled the man to the ground, and then hammered away at his face until he stopped moving. So there I was, standing over the man, splotches of blood all over my hands and face. His legs, which twitched for a while, were now still and lifeless. A jolt of pain shot through my arm as the adrenaline wore off. I quickly tore my shirt and wrapped it around the cuts on my arm.
I gotta figure a way out of here.
My eyes scoured the kitchen as I searched for an exit. To my horror, the man I killed slowly stood to his feet. Then, fleshy, barbed tentacles exploded from his mouth, eyes, and ears. He slowly inched towards me, its spiky tentacles whipped around as he drew nearer. All I could grab hold of was a ladle, but I knew it wouldn't do me any good. I jumped into the cold room. The door creaked as I dragged it shut. The monster pounded and clawed at the cold room door. I moved a few steps away until I stood next to rows of meat hanging in the room. My eyes glazed and my throat ran dry as I noticed it wasn't beef or veal that hung from those rusty hooks, but human bodies, men to be more precise.
Oh God, what the hell's going on?
I almost gagged on my vomit, but then I realized there was another problem. I was trapped in the cold room, and if I didn't find a way out fast, I would freeze to death. Frantically, I searched for another exit, but there was none. I became brittle, the cold biting my fingers and toes, and I knew I had little time left. Luckily, I noticed an air vent at the top left corner of the room. I quickly stuck the ladle through the air vent cover and tugged till the grate was out. Then, I squeezed myself into the vent and made my way out of the cold room. As I crawled through the vent, I heard some noise coming from below. I spied through the grate and the staff area and watched as the waitress held down a man covered in blood. Then, they took a slimy tentacle creature from a pickle jar and jammed it down the man's throat. The man gagged and squirmed. His legs kicked in every direction while the waitress laughed. Soon, he was completely under their control.
Holy crap! So that's what they wanted to do to me. No way I'm letting that happen.
I burst through the other end of the vent and crashed into the bar area. There was a commotion coming from the back room. I rung the front door handle, but it wouldn't budge.
There he is!
One of the waitresses yelled, and the tentacle-headed man from earlier came after me. I flung myself through the window. Covered in blood and glass, I limped to my apartment and shut the door behind me. I heaved a sigh of relief. Finally, I was safe. Or so I thought.
So, are you ready for our date?
My eyes almost popped out of their sockets as I saw Molly standing right in my living room. I was struggling to free myself from this horrifying situation. I was surrounded by spirits. I begged them to let me go, but they just continued to circle around me. And suddenly, one spirit leaped and entered my body. I screamed in fear. My body shuddered in pain. And I suddenly woke up and looked around. It was the new place I had moved into just a few days back. Hi, I'm Rachel. And my life took a turn to the worst after I moved into this new city. I was all excited when I moved in here. A new job and a new place to live, but from the very first night, I was haunted by this nightmare. And it's been repeating almost every night. When I told my friend about it, she suggested that I meet a psychic. I never believed in them, but still agreed. I booked an appointment and got one for next week and had to wait. I cut the call and was having dinner at home and had a lot of wine to drink when I heard someone whispering in my ear.
Rachel.
I jumped in fear, and the food on my plate fell on the ground and smashed into pieces. I looked around and there was no one. I was scared but had to clean up the mess, so I got down to doing it. But just then the power went off, which was very odd and rare. I switched on my mobile torch and started to clean when suddenly someone dragged me out of the kitchen and pushed me out. I hit the floor and fell down. That is the last thing I remember, because when I woke up, it was morning and I was on my bed. The kitchen was clean. I was confused if what happened last night was real, if dream. Maybe I was high on wine and had a hallucination. I looked at the watch and was getting late for work and rushed into the shower, only to be shocked at what was written on the mirror. Rachel, the truth will liberate you. I got scared and called the cops. The cops came in and asked me all the routine questions and registered my complaint, but just before leaving, said that they were surprised someone had taken this place. I got curious and asked them why they said that, and one of the cops very casually said, "A girl was killed here, ma'am." I was shocked to hear this. No one had told me about this when I rented this place. I immediately called the owner and the realtor, but they just brushed it off, saying it was a long time back, and told me not to worry about anything. But I had made up my mind to move out. At office, I asked my colleague if I could stay with her for a while. She happily said yes, and I went home and started to pack my stuff, but while packing, my mind kept going back to what was written on the mirror. I kept wondering who might have written it, how they knew me, and what truth were they talking about. I asked around the neighborhood about the girl who was killed. Not many knew about her, except for one old man who told me that I'll find answers at the Hooters Club. I searched for the club. It was an old place with 90s vibe, and not many knew about this place. I went in and was asking about the girl, when there was a tap on my shoulder. It was a girl who hugged me, called me Olivia, and started talking to me like she knew me. I was surprised, and then what shocked me the most was the owner of the place came and told me that I was very brave to have come in after what had happened to Carla.
Who is Carla? Who is Olivia? What is going on here?
They looked at me strangely when I asked them this. I was about to tell them who I was when a barman came and took me with him. I tried to stop him, but he forced me to follow him to the alley behind the club and told me to leave immediately, otherwise I'll be killed if they know that I'd come here.
Who are they? Why will they kill me? This is the first time I've ever been here.
The barman told me to leave since they were searching for me from the time they came to know that I had killed Carla. I was shocked beyond belief to hear this. I told him I had no idea who Carla was and what was going on here. The barman called a cab for me and ordered me to leave immediately. I came back home all confused and scared. Who were these girls and how was it related to me? I was lost in thought when I felt like someone pushed me and I fell next to my bed, and what I saw underneath was the most unexpected thing. There was a wooden box which I had not noticed till then. I opened it, was shocked to pictures of a girl who looked like me. I guessed that she was Olivia, who the people at the club knew. There was lots of pictures of Olivia with another girl, and behind one of them was a caption, "Me and Kay getting tanned." I assumed Kay stood for Carla. While looking in the box, one picture fell down, and when I saw it, I was completely shaken. It was a picture of my mother holding two kids. I couldn't believe this. I always thought that I was a single child, and suddenly I had a twin who was working in a bar and had allegedly killed her best friend. I called my mom and asked her about my sister. She very reluctantly admitted that she had twins, and the other girl grew up with her father. They both had sworn never to reveal this to them. This was all unbelievable. I was trying to come to terms with all this information when suddenly I felt like someone lifted me and threw me on the bed and tied me to the bed. I was struggling when I heard a girl's voice.
"I was waiting for you, sister. I will leave once I'm done here."
There was a strong wind and I felt something entering my body. The next thing I know, I was standing outside a farmhouse with a blood-soaked knife and a note in my hand, which read,
"Thank you for coming. I have been waiting all these years to avenge mine and Carla's death. Could have done this long back, but wanted my twin sister to know about me. Hence, waited for you to come. Thanks. Love, Olivia."
I turned to look and was shocked to see a dead man on the couch. I immediately ran from there, never to return to that town again.